What'd I do?
Winston's thought, what was that noise?
Hey guys, welcome to the campfire. Mm-hmm. We're in these Adirondacks. We're used to our other Picos.
They're comfortable though.
Yeah, for a little bit. Then they get a little hard on the bottom. Oh, there goes the marshmallows.
You're dropping everything.
This is Winston's second campfire. Look at him. He's hid down in there. You can't see him. He's looking at me. Put one of these big bad boys on here. Mm-hmm. You can close that one back up if you want to. Seems like I'm further away from the fire than I've ever been.
Yeah, well, that's what those extendable roasters are for.
I know, but the fire pit's kind of got like a foot and a half extension where you can't get closer to it. Hmm. Let's put some more wood on here in a minute. But anyway, welcome.
Yes.
Good to be here around the campfire. Pull up a chair, get you a cup of coffee or something, and hot chocolate, and join us.
It was a great day today. Traveler's rest and beautiful. It got pretty warm today, which was nice.
Yes.
Because it's been chilly and rainy. So it got up in the upper 60s and the sun came out.
It was nice. And I'm telling you, Traveler's Rest, that's a great little town.
Mm-hmm. That TR.
That video will be out after this one or before it or sometime around it. So you want to look for it. Uh-oh.
Winston's watching. He's like, what is that?
What are you
that?
Doing, Daddy? See, Big T was used to this. You're going to have to get used to me burning all these marshmallows. And
he doesn't know what a fire is.
Okay, we're ready to eat this first one. Yeah, we're camping here at Traveler's Rest, TR, in South Carolina, just down the mountain from Asheville, close to a lot of other towns.
KOA.
Great campground.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you, buddy.
Pizza was good for dinner. Some folks had recommended it.
We thought it was a nice treat instead of, since we cooked this morning for breakfast, just to bring something in for dinner. Sometimes we cook all our meals. Sometimes we cook one or two. Sometimes we don't cook any.
Tomorrow, we're going to make another video. We'll have another video that we'll be filming tomorrow, I should say. We're going to Greer, South Carolina. It's just about 20 minutes from here. We're meeting up with a good friend of the channel.
Pastor Bud.
Pastor Bud. He's a pastor. And we're going to go and listen to him preach and visit the church and then hopefully grab some lunch afterwards. So that should be fun.
Yes. Looking forward to it. As far as our fireside chat, before we talk about some of our previous camping experiences, just wanted to share a little tiny tidbit about my blog post this past week on KarenGoldFriday.com. It was about God restoring our joy. A lot of people, when they think about joy, can confuse it with happiness. And it's not really the same thing because we can be happy, but joy comes from deep within us, and it's hard to understand, but joy joy can coexist with hard times or hard moments in life.
I think humanly speaking, we have the thoughts of, if my circumstances are bad, I can't find joy in that. And there's some truth to that, but not totally when you know who's ultimately in control.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But the basis of my article was just back in November, the day after Big T passed away, I wrote an article about God mending our broken hearts, and it was about Big T and how we were just so brokenhearted. And so I just wanted to hop on there this week, this past week after we picked up Winston, and just say, sometimes I've realized that after deep sadness can come deep joy.
If Winston was human, he would say, thank you to all y'all for your responses to his first video.
Yes.
That was very kind of you.
Y'all been welcoming him into our family. And
on Facebook and Instagram.
The channel. And Winston has brought a lot of joy to our lives, just like Big T did. And our dachshund Sadie did as well. Pets can just bring so much joy to your lives. Isn't that right, Winston? That's right. Joy.
Joy, yeah.
Just that it runs deeper than happiness. Happiness is a little bit more surface. And happiness is based on our circumstances. Mm. And it changes with what's going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just hard to be happy when the circumstances change all of a sudden, and happiness changes with it. But joy can be a lot more than surface. It can be deep. It can run deep, and it can coexist with hard times.
Yeah.
Because we know if our source of joy is in the Lord or something greater than us, then it's longer lasting.
Mm.
It's not as fleeting as when it's based on things or people or something that really can be fleeting or can change at any moment.
Yeah, I mean, if that's true in your life, it's going to be like up and down all the time. You'll feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster. Maybe some of you watching this right now, you're like, that's me. I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster.
What is it, that little song, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah, there's a bass there's a bass fish that sings that all the time.
Yeah. Don't Worry, Be Happy, yeah. But really, it should be Don't Worry, Be Joyful. Because happy is not something we can drum up we can't muster it up in our own power. It's totally based on what's going on around us, whereas joy can come deep within us and is not based on our circumstances. We can find joy in life even when some things are not going well.
Yeah. But speaking of joy, to us, and I was just looking at some of your all's comments about Winston, what a joy he has brought into our lives, and he really has, and we're thankful for that. And, but joy in life, and this season in our life, is really good.
Yes.
You know, life's not perfect. Our lives are not perfect, and we've talked about this before. We have struggles, we have pains, we have aches, and you know, the things that come with life, and so this just happens to be where we're at. And, but we are enjoying it. We're enjoying camping. Nothing like camping to me, and Karen loves it too. And she really missed Big T, and now we've got little Winston there, don't we, buddy? And so, as far as this campground, man, it is.
We've always, like we said earlier today, we've always liked this campground, even before we came here this trip to video for Fridays Forever. Yeah. Mike's been here before motorcycle camping, and me and him have been here and stayed in cabins before, and can't remember, did we bring our Novo trailer?
I think we did one time.
Yeah, when we had a travel trailer, no boundaries.
Yeah.
But this is the first time the Winnebago's been here, and we've been here with the channel, and it's just, we've always liked this campground.
It's hard to believe that you're in South Carolina when you're in this campground.
Yeah.
It really is. Because, I mean, everywhere you look, It reminds you of the Smoky Mountains or Western North Carolina.
It's just a real wooded area. But like we were saying earlier today, it's not far from Greenville, South Carolina, but it's also not far from Western North Carolina.
Yeah, so many small towns that you can get to from here, and different things to stay in, from cabins to wagons, and just a great place. Yes. Friendly staff, clean restrooms. It's hard to beat.
It is.
So if you all like to camp, tell us some of your favorite places to camp. I know we have people who watch us all over the world. So put down in the comments, we would love to hear, what is your favorite campground or your top two favorite campgrounds? Doesn't have to be in the Smoky Mountains or Western North Carolina or even South Carolina. We've camped in Myrtle Beach and Wilmington.
Yeah.
And you know, so.
Doesn't have to be in the mountains.
Right.
And like we were saying today on our walking tour, a lot of these campgrounds are great if you don't have an RV. So like this one has the covered wagons and the cabins. So many of the ones in the Smoky Mountain area and Western North Carolina also have cabins and yurts and things that you can stay at even if you don't have an RV and still get the campground experience and all the amenities. And if you don't have an RV, it's something you should consider because you could still, you know, have a fireplace, a fire pit, and just enjoy God's creation, but not have to have an RV if you don't have one.
Yeah, yeah. Where you going, buddy?
You can't get down. There's fire.
Going? You want to tell everybody bye from the campfire and then tell them we'll see you in the van to say our goodbyes. He's like, I think I'm just going to relax right here.
He's still sleepy,
buddy. He's been a good boy. Good camper so far.
Some of y'all are asking us how he's doing traveling. He's doing really well.
Yeah, he is.
He's acclimated to. I mean, when we picked him up last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, we went straight to a campground.
He camped three nights in a row right off the bat.
Before we even got home.
Yeah.
And then he was home. We were at home for four or five nights, and then we've been back out on the road this weekend. So he's already used to it, aren't you? Yeah. That's how I'm going to be growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's van life.
Yeah, he's looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys out there.
Yes, he is. So hopefully when we get to meet you all when you in the area, when we're at the same place, y'all can meet Winston as well.
Yeah. It's good to have a big fire tonight instead of the little solo stove. As things get a little bit warmer and we don't have rain, we can have a big fire. I always enjoy them.
Yes.
It's obviously a lot warmer because a little solo doesn't put off much heat at all.
No.
But these do. So.
Now, as far as these giant roasters that we bought at Yoder's Country Market, there's 1.5 left. So we're going to have to get some more somewhere. Or we're going to go back to just...
We may just go back to good old normal.
Regular marshmallows from the grocery store.
May have to.
We won't be buying those expensive kill ones anytime soon.
Do what you got to do, right?
But those handcrafted kill ones, they're good.
Yeah. We're wearing mics like right now. You probably can't hear the little creek back here.
No, but it's nice.
Earlier today, we were laying in the back of the van with the back doors open and just listening to the creek come by.
Is that fireworks?
I don't know if it's somebody shooting or not. They might not be able to hear it. Come out of there and let everybody see how big you're getting. See, I'm 5 pounds. I went to the vet this week. Look at him.
Still just 5 pounds.
Look at that boy. He's a big one, ain't he?
Every time we meet people, this tail goes nuts.
Yeah.
This little curly pug tail goes nuts. Kids and adults and everybody, right?
Nothing like a good campfire when you're camping. So thanks for joining us here around it for a few minutes and chatting. We appreciate it.
Yes. We'll see you inside before we go to bed to close out this video.
Yeah.
Winston's saying good night from the campfire.
Is that what Winston's saying?
Yeah.
I gotta burn the rest of this little marshmallow off here.
Yeah, they'll be make that roaster easier to clean, won't it?
Yeah. That pizza was so good, I was not real hungry.
Mm-mm.
Pizza makes me thirsty.
Yeah.
I guess all the salt in it.
It has a lot of sodium, yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. We're learning that Winston has some sharp nails, which has scratched us a few times when he's just wanting to play like puppies do. So we're going to work on those soon.
Oh, yeah, he'll get you.
And
little puppy.
Those little puppy teeth, too. See, like right now, no, don't bite mama. And those little puppy teeth, too, wanting to chew on everything.
Mm-hmm.
They can get you, can't they? Yeah, they can. See, I don't understand.
No, he don't understand.
See, I'm just playing.
Listen, I think I'm going to load this up with some more wood, and we can just sit here and enjoy it for a little while.
Okie dokie.
What do you think, Winston? Is it okay?
That sound good to you?
Yep.
You got the hiccups again. He gets the hiccups all the time.
That marshmallow trying to... Yeah, that's much better. Nope. That went the wrong way. Well, that's going now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Smoke's smoking all y'all out there in the camera, isn't it? It's nice and warm. But what I was saying is they built this back where you can't get up close, so you can't get as much heat.
Mm-hmm. But Winston's not shivering, so it must be warm enough for him.
But what it does do is it keeps the thing right outside the fire pit nice and clean. When it rains, it's not a mess, and
don't have all the
it all works out. They know what they're doing here.
Don't have all the embers coming to you either, or the smoke, really.
That fire's roaring now, isn't it?
Winston likes to chew on my hair. Yeah, I know it, but you can't. You can't chew on Mama's hair.
Oh, this is so relaxing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And when we're outside with him, he wants to pick up everything and put it in his mouth. We had to get rocks out of his mouth and leaves. Mm-hmm. So I'll pick up a stick and carry it around and play with it. That's not as bad as something he could swallow, get choked on. Yeah. Yeah. Did you find a piece of hair? Did you find a piece of hair? It's like the fire's covering up Winston.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. It's roaring.
Winston, you see the fire?